Can this be accurate? It says here, I'm reading this article, that 1% of the American population are allergic to candy corn.
Mm.
It's because for candy corn, they use the coloring yellow 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And people have severe allergic reactions to that.
Yeah, yellow number 5 can be real bad for some people.
Imagine getting asked, what are you allergic to? And you being like, yellow number 5. Mm. Like trying to explain that to somebody.
Right, and trying to figure out all the things that it's in, right? Goodbye, peanut M&Ms.
I'm an allergy person. My 5-year-old is severely allergic to peanuts and tree nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very badly allergic. So that was my first kind of step into the allergy world, with that.
To be real, before that, right? Like, we thought it was fake.
We thought... Between me and you...
Anna!
It's karma. I believe in karma. And I think it's because a couple times when people were talking about the peanut allergies in their kids, I was like, all right. And then my kid ended up having it. So peanut allergies are real. And I will forever hate myself for saying that out loud. But anyway, back in April, I was diagnosed. I've had issues my whole life, like really bad issues with my stomach and all that. And finally, I have a great doctor who was smart enough to do some testing and found out that not only do I have celiac disease, I have a bunch of other conditions, including CSID and rare ones that you don't really care about. But so now I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, and sucrose-free. And you would be shocked the amount of sugar. Now, I haven't had a piece of fruit since April, you know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
But the amount of sugar and stuff, and there was a study that came out today that says the average American consumes like 89 pounds of sugar a year or something crazy.
I don't doubt it for any. I mean, listen, I'm getting it one place or another. You can take away candy, and I will go after fruit. You take away fruit, and I'll go after something else. Like, I can find it. My body seeks it out.
It's true. I mean, it's even in bread. Like, when I have to get my gluten-free bread, the first thing I have to do is flip it over to see if it has added sugar in it, which is crazy. And I realize I'm not alone. Like, when I go to the restaurants and I'm like, hi, I'm gluten, dairy, and sucrose-free, like, what do you have for me to eat?
They're like,
a glass of water? Would you like a glass of water, ma'am? But I think I'm not alone because I posted on our Facebook page. We said, like, what are you allergic to? What's your unusual allergy? And there's so many comments. How about you, though? 1-800-330-9999. Gina, what's your unusual allergy?
So it's really weird. I've eaten this my entire life, and apparently I'm allergic to it. Mozzarella, and that's the only thing.
No kidding.
Why? Do they know why?
They have no idea. They couldn't even figure it out. I figured it out on my own. I get this, like, crazy pain where, like, I can't even stand up, but I can eat every other cheese. It's just specifically mozzarella, and I've eaten pizza and mozzarella my entire life.
So let me understand here. So how much of this mozzarella are you ingesting? Does it matter? Like, if you just have a slice or two of pizza, is that enough? Okay. Yeah. If you're eating 8 pounds of it, I'd say we're all allergic. Right.
It's so weird how you figured it out yourself. Like, they kept saying, do the elimination diet, which is like you try things for a little bit to see if your body reacts. I'm like, it's like a lifelong project to eat every single thing.
And who eliminates pizza? Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're making a list of 300 things you're going to try, if you think that there's even a remote possibility that may be the problem, I'm going to make that number 299. You know, that's where I'm at.
Exactly. Especially when you eat it all the time. That's why it's like, okay, like totally confusing. Yeah, it's really odd. Came out of nowhere.
Do you still eat it? Do you just like go for it anyways?
No, I don't, because the pain is like so awful. Yeah. I can't even like stand up. That's how bad it is.
Oh,
crazy.
I got you. I understand. Well, Gina, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to live through this.
Yeah, life without pizza. That is sad sounding.
She can have pizza. She just can't have mozzarella on it. It's like me. I just can't have pizza with cheese.
That sounds blasphemous. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry, Gina.
You have an unusual allergy? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Less than 1% of the population can have candy corn because they're allergic to yellow number 5.
Mm.
And I know a whole lot about having strange allergies because I'm allergic to gluten, dairy, and sucrose. I can't basically have anything.
I mean, I'm just happy that I don't like candy corn all that much here, but the rest of the stuff that you got, it's crazy.
Yeah. What is your strange allergy? 1-800-330-9999. Mayor?
I am allergic to pork.
Oh, okay. What happens when you eat pork?
Yep. I get stabbing stomach pains. I vomit uncontrollably. So try being Puerto Rican and not being able to eat pork.
Oh, no, right? Everybody in your family didn't believe you, right?
Everyone. Right. They think I'm crazy.
I could see every...
side eye from all my older aunts.
Yeah,
that's right.
They don't trust it.
Thanks.
Great. Have a great day.
I get nothing during the holidays. I suffer.
Right. And grandma's mad at you.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe it.
Christopher, what's your strange allergy?
My mom's allergic to only the avocados that are grown in America. Like, she can have avocados from anywhere else, but if she eats American avocados, she has an allergic reaction.
Yeah. See, there's something wrong with American avocados. They're making them fake. They're clones.
Well, you know, it's... I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Whoa.
But, you know, because I have all these allergies, I've done a lot of deep, dark web research.
Okay.
And I will say that there's a lot of things that we put in our food here that we don't do in other countries.
Sure.
So maybe we're feeding that to the avocados.
Yep. Bro, we're making Android avocados. Everybody knows that.
Does she have to go to Mexican restaurants and ask where your avocados are from?
Yeah. Back home, they're all organic. That's why she can have them there. We're from Uganda.
No, it makes a lot of sense, man. You want a 3-foot cucumber, you know what they're putting in it to make it happen.
Yeah. Kimberly, what's your strange allergy?
I'm allergic to myself.
Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
That seems difficult.
So, yeah, my body gives off some kind of chemical, and if I'm not on allergy medication, if I rub up against anything, I get huge hives.
Really?
That's difficult. How did you figure that out?
Because when I went to the allergy doctor, they tested me about 5 times for 100 different things, and I came back allergic to everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go then and try to pinpoint what exactly it is, and it's a chemical in my own body that my body gives off that I can't handle.
Is it like a pheromone or a secretion almost?
I think it's a secretion, but I'm not positive.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you take the
I watch a lot of alien movies, Anna. Clearly. So, you know.
Well, I'm thinking like Boy in the Bubble. Like you have to stay consistent.
Don't say that. You know how that Google story went. She's fine. She takes an allergy pill.
Right. So you just take your allergy medicine and you're okay.
Yes. And if I don't, if I touch something, if I rub up against something, I get huge hives all over my body.
That's wild.
Yeah. Dakota, my little one, she also lives on, we cannot skip a single dose of her allergy medicine. Otherwise, she'll hive up to everything. Yeah, Kimberly, I'm so sorry to hear that, but glad that you have it under control.
Right, and that you're not living in a bubble with John Travolta.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hey there, Dawn. You got a weird allergy, strange reaction. What is it?
No, but this is crazy. My twin sister is allergic to sulfur, and my mother and my brother are allergic to penicillin.
How does one find out that they're allergic to sulfur? Like, I mean, I mean, I've smelled it time to time, but how do we know?
Well, she was in the Navy, and that's how she found out. She got really sick eating something that had sulfur in it.
What are we eating that has sulfur in it, Anna?
I'm Googling.
Immediately look that up, please.
Turkey, beef, eggs, fish.
What?
Nuts,
like
seeds,
everything.
Grains, beans, chickpeas.
Oh, I love all of these things. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of food with sulfur. Who knew?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea.
No.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I have no allergies.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah,
you're
I was going
to
say.
Twin.
That's
all
problem.
It comes down to.
Right. That's her problem.
What's your strange allergy? 1-800-330-9999. I just read that less than 1% of the population is allergic to candy corn because they're allergic to yellow number 5.
Mm.
And I giggled because I have a lot of severe allergies. I'm gluten, dairy, and sucrose free because of my celiac and a bunch of other things. But imagine having to go up to a restaurant and be like, I'm allergic to yellow number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can imagine the waitress being like, what?
Yeah, what's that mean? Right, can you give me a list? Can you provide me something? And even still, you know that there's stuff that's going to be omitted from there.
Yeah. Valerie, what's your strange allergy?
Vicks vapor rub.
Oh.
Vicks vapor rub. That's too bad because that thing is like a cure-all. When I'm sick like that, congested like that, I put that thing on the chest. Woo! Yeah. The next day, I'm a champion.
Yep. Me, I turn into a bunch of red blotches.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. The menthol, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
Hi, Melissa. Tell us about your strange allergy.
Celery.
I've heard a lot of people being allergic to celery, which is so weird for something that I think has 0 calories and nothing in it.
Isn't it like something to do with the fiber, though? Like the fibers in it?
They have no idea. I have an anaphylactic reaction to it.
Oh,
that's
really?
Crazy.
Well, let's not experiment with that.
No,
let's just
certainly not.
Let's stay away from that.
Yeah.
They go, oh, man. You just have to make sure it's in none of your chicken salad the rest of your life.
Or your soups.
I love chicken salad.
Can't eat it.
Yeah.
Read every single label. It's amazing. You stand at the grocery store looking like an idiot reading every label.
I'm right with you. Don't worry, Melissa.
Hey, Mary Jane, what is your strange allergy?
I'm allergic to pine.
Really? So I've heard of you people.
Yeah.
I've heard of it out there. So is it like sap? Is it the scent? Is it like those little trees we hang in our cars? Is it what? What is it?
I'm allergic to the needles. I can't touch them. I'll break out in like prickly heat.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so much for going for a hike. You're right. Never allowed to go into the woods.
Right. Well, I go in the woods. I just can't touch it.
I mean, I wouldn't even. I mean, you're really putting your life in jeopardy every time you go outside.
Seems like a heck of a gamble, right? Yeah. Like, I mean,
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Andrea wrote, her strange allergy is nail polish. Even with one application, my nails turn white and disintegrate.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty wild,
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, I'm a guy, so yeah, I could imagine going my whole life without putting on nail polish. But, I mean, if you're a woman and you want to wear nail polish, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Jennifer wrote, my husband is allergic to paprika and fennel seeds and salmon. It's the oddest grouping of foods ever. Bridget said she's allergic. Oh my gosh, to pollens, molds, normal. Yeah, some normal stuff. Cat, yeah. Dog, rodent urine. How do you find out you're allergic to rodent urine?
Only by hanging out in your garage or barn.
Oh gosh, yeah. Don't get that on your hands.